The TV people, we're all set for action. Phil Bentham says, right, let's get underway. And that's exactly what we do. A high kick from Hardacre. Tio Farge takes it, gets the ball away. And to the left-hand side, McShane Waits will play the ball. Comes down the short side again to Gale. Gale to Shenton will score! Michael Shenton in! He caught out Morgan, he went for the intercept, and the pass was right on the money. First blood to Castleford, less than 3 minutes gone. Castleford 4, St Helens 0.
Yeah, simple play by Castleford there. McShane's seen it's man-on-man on the short side, so you're expecting St Helens to defend that play, but just a great line by Michael Shenton.
Back up for Lynch, who's had a really big opening spell to this game. He's tackled right up against the upright. McShane in at dummy half, fires the big pass to Holmes. Holmes short for Webster, who will celebrate the new contract with a try on the side of the post. A late contact with Zeb Taylor, but that won't spoil the try. Castleford in again, they lead by 8 points to nil. Luke Gale tags on the extras, and it's 10 points to nil here, listening live on Radio Yorkshire. Morgan and Swift screaming for it on this near side. Matty Smith's got it now. He's going to try and deliver the kick towards them. Here comes Eden, he's dropped it, and it's caught, and this is going to be a try for Morgan, and St Helens are back in it. But from one end of the field, a no try, and then Saints straight down the other end, and they're on the board. It's Castleford 10, St Helens 4.
And that's the cup for you there. It's all about hanging in and waiting for a chance to come, and Saints have done that.
Side, Lafeo is with him. They're going back to Roberts. Roberts is going to kick for the corner. Regan Grace under pressure. Ball taken by Castleford, and they have scored the try. Jake Webster, I think it is, who's crashed over. Great kick from Roberts, and Castleford, who've just had to absorb all that pressure, go straight up the other end and score. Cast 14, Saints 4. Gale to add the extras. He's about 15 in from touch, 16 away. Here he comes on his right boot, sends it towards the sticks. The Cass fans cheer because Castleford's lead all of a sudden is 12. It's the last one, they're going down the short side. McShane is over the line. Has he got the ball away? He has! It's a try for Castleford. Two tries in two sets. Great work, and it all goes down to the catch from Eden, who picked it up off his bootlaces, races 50 yards, and Castleford score in the far corner. Is that the one that might just have too much for Saints? It's Cass 20, St Helens 4. Here's McShane down the short side for Roberts. Roberts is away. Roberts over the 40. He's still going. He's got the man on the inside. He's Hardacre. He's kicked out wide for Minikin. What a bounce! What a try! And Castleford surely now going to the quarterfinal of the Challenge Cup. That is breathtaking rugby league, and it's what Castleford do so well. Three tries in 3 minutes, they lead 24-4.
That there is ridiculous play by Ben Roberts.
Gale's gone for the one pointer. It's not the best, but it went over the crossbar, and that's all that counts. And Castleford extend their lead now to 25 points to 4.
Yeah, it's a smart play by him. He knows there's only a minute left, and just kick the one point, get the ball back and eat away at the clock. And as well as that, I know it's only one point, but it takes a lot out of the other team when they're already behind.
That's the way, it's the last one, it'll be the last pass of the half as Gale gets it short here for Massey! Massey crashes over! Phil Bentham might just want to have a look at this. Was he a little bit short? He doesn't think he was, but he says we'll have a look anyway. And Nathan Massey, so often an unsung hero at Castleford. Massey's try is confirmed. And what a salvo that has been. 32, 35, 37 and 40 tries. Chucking a drop goal in the middle of that. And Gale surely adds the extras here. And he'll play the ball now. They're firing it to the left. Gale runs at the line, turns, spins. The ball comes out of the back of the tackle. It's play on, and it should be a try for Eden. It is! Eden scores in the corner, but I think Phil Bentham will want to check how that ball came out from Luke Gale. He says it's a try. He thinks it was a pass from Gale. If it was, Eden's in at the corner. Here comes the call. Try given. And Castleford now, in terms of minutes on the field, have scored 5 tries in 10 minutes. Here now is Moores, gets it away to McShane. Here's Gale. Gale running for the line. Big miss out pass. Eden into the corner. Try number two. Castleford can do no wrong. They extend their lead. It's 39 points to four.
That's it's ridiculous. There's no other word for it. It's just how good are they when they play like this? You know, I'm the captain of Wakefield. I feel bad saying it, but they are. They're unbelievable to watch.
Gale, he'll want to add the two if he can. Now the fans like this one. The flags have gone up. And Castleford lead by 41 points to four. Castleford Tigers on the attack with Millington. Gets it to Gale. Outrageous dummy. Gets it to Hardacre. Here's Shenton. Here's Eden. This time he is in for the hat-trick. Three tries in the second half. And Castleford, they are ruthless here at the Menderhose Jungle. They lead 45 points to four. Here he comes, the touch judges haven't moved, this is going over, it is 47 points to four. Half. Great hands, Minikin's away, what a pass from Tom Holmes. Minikin over the halfway line, he's going, pass Makinson, he's going to score. Wonderful rugby league from Castleford, created inside their own 20. What a pass from Webster, what a pass from Holmes. That is magic. Castleford have hit 50, they lead 51-4.
Yeah, that's a great try, just a great rugby league try there.
Well, there's a try here, I think Douglas has just dived over. He has, second try of the afternoon. Castleford just caught underneath their crossbar, and the biggest cheers from the Castleford fans, ironically taunting their St Helens counterpart. And the kick is good, but it's 53 points to 10 in favour of Castleford. Well, it'll be party time in Castleford this afternoon, I think.
It will, yeah. They'll be very happy with the way that their team's performed.